Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to another Weird News Roundup from the Something Offbeat podcast. On these episodes, we find discussions about and reports on weird news from Odyssey stations across the U.S. This week, we're kicking things off with a stinky story covered by the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City. Then the Dave Glover team out of KMOX in St. Louis will discuss the viral rapture that never happened this week. And finally, Scoot from WWL in New Orleans will fill us in on other failed predictions over the years. So first up, we've got that stinky story I mentioned. A few weeks ago, we brought you this report from KNX's The LA Local podcast about a butt sniffer who was arrested. And this week, we've got a story about a poop spray arrest. According to reports, a South Carolina teaching assistant was recently arrested for unleashing a can of powerful fart spray throughout the school where he worked. Here's the Dana and Park Show team to explain.
I've seen this article three or four times. I have not taken the clickbait.
Oh, I did.
What? Not what is poop spray. I'm guessing that's self-explanatory.
That's what it's called. Is
what
poop
would
spray.
Be any use, legitimate use? Why is this even sold?
The only legitimate use for poop spray is to provoke extreme hilarity.
a gag that yeah. makes people gag.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, it is incredibly potent.
Authorities are saying, Sam, that the spray caused $55,000 in damages mm-hmm. and sickened students. How does it not just dissipate? Like,
so
well, it gets stuck in the
air ducts
in the air duct system. Yeah.
Imagine the worst possible flatulence that you could think of. I mean, sulfur, every single flatulence smell that you can pack into one scent and times it by 100. That is poop spray.
Okay.
It is thick.
He is alleged.
Don't I know it?
He is alleged to have dispensed this substance over a month-long span. So if you did this once as a joke just to see what would end up happening, also not funny, and could get in a lot of trouble if you're a high school student and you do that, that's one thing. He did this over a month, Scott. That's sabotage, is it not?
Well,
school officials were, quote, mystified. They were mystified as to the origin of the foul odor. I bet you the school hired plumbing people and septic people. And
by the way, it comes in like an aerosol can, so you can spray it for a very long time. But
maybe that's why they were mystified.
Wow.
I'll see myself out.
But even like a half second, like, will clear a room.
They did bring in inspectors. They do believe there's damage to the school air conditioning system. A motive for the alleged act remains under investigation. His brother is quoted here telling ABC News he's not interested in making any comment at this time.
Why don't they just write he had no comment?
Was he silent?
But deadly?
I don't know. This is funny, not funny, because kids did gag and get sick. And
but criminal charges?
But Sam, if they hired HVAC people to come out, I want to know how it all slipped out, if you will. How did they figure out
well, you had,
that he was
you had to push
the one
it,
who
the
dealt
button.
It?
Are we out of puns?
They were aghast.
Were they gas?
Yes, thank you for explaining it.
Well, I just thought Dan didn't get it out of the newsroom.
He's an assistant teacher. Like, why? Why would you do this?
Hilarity.
You can say it's funny once. You don't do it over a course of a month when you start seeing that kids are getting sick. The whole thing is so weird.
I mean, for example, and I'll tell you, and I guarantee you it was probably 100 times worse than this. This morning, I'm walking Lizzie, my new dog, right? And she had a number two not far from the house.
Yep.
And like a good neighbor, I get out the bag from my pocket and I go to pick it up. Yep. Well, of course, you have to tie it, right?
Yep.
And I just leave it on the sidewalk and pick it up on my way back, right? But as I'm closing up the bag, I got a whiff.
No, I don't need to hear it.
I'm telling you right now, I started to dry heave in somebody's driveway.
Yep.
It was that bad. So I can only imagine that poop spray is probably 10 to 20 times worse.
100.
We can hope.
As someone who has smelled it, it's bad.
Where did you smell it? Where did you smell poop spray?
It was a big thing when I was in high school. People were buying it online to the point that we would get, you know, notifications sent out in the school saying, if you spray this, you will
be expelled.
Suspended.
You ought to be expelled.
TMZ reports it's not clear how cops nailed the stinker, but he's been charged with disturbing schools as a non-student.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that we've cleared the air a little bit, we'll move on to a story that traveled from YouTube to headlines this week, the rapture that never came. A South African man claimed that the rapture, an apocalyptic prophecy included in some Christian beliefs that indicates quote-unquote true believers will be taken to heaven by Jesus, leaving the rest of humanity to deal with the end of the world on earth, was scheduled for this Tuesday or Wednesday. His prediction caught some steam. It got the hashtag Rapture Talk trending on TikTok, and it seemed to convince some people, even though that might seem a little bit hard to believe. The Dave Glover team did a dive into rapture narratives this week for some perspective on the trend.
Yeah, so to be serious for a second, I used to believe all of this. When I was religious, I was this brand of religious. I was in the Assembly of God Church. People were speaking in tongues. The rapture was everything. I used to, like, quote unquote, preach about it. When I was picking pumpkins at Losh's Farms, they got mad at me because I was proselytizing. So I know a lot about this. And when I started not believing, I researched it. And all you need to do is look up John Nelson Darby. John Nelson Darby was a minister in the 1830s, and he's the first person, to my knowledge, I'll stand corrected if you can correct me, who ever connected those scriptures and talked about tribulation period and pre-tribulation period and the Antichrist. And so John Nelson Darby, look him up.
How many people are like really bought in on this? I mean,
it's not a Catholic thing. So it's a Protestant thing. And I think it's more of an evangelical thing, like the Assembly of God Church that I was in. So I'm going to spitball a quarter.
But I would Christianity? Also, I would also bet just like most people that are evangelicals aren't thinking today is the day.
No.
There's a small group of all of those groups of people that
right.
think
that's
this.
More what I meant. Not yeah. necessarily how many people are bought in on the idea of rapture, period, but that today is the day.
Yeah.
Very small.
Yeah. Not a lot. It's mostly been jokes.
Yes. I have to say, though, if I got invited, I mean, assuming that it didn't seem dangerous in some way, which it probably wouldn't, if I got invited, like, come hang out at our Assemblies of God church or whatever, where we take this really seriously and 100 of us are going to get together because we think we're all about to float up together in a few hours, I probably would go just because I wonder what the next few minutes are like.
Yeah. You want to see what happens at 12:47.
Right. What's the immediate discussion after that? You don't just go and have some punch at 1.
At 12:45, would you say a little prayer? Like, just in case, let me cover my bases?
I think at this point, I think if there is a God who's going to rapture me, he's probably smarter than that. You know, I don't think he's falling for that.
You're not going to get the last second trick on him. Yeah.
I think he probably knows.
Gatter just said it.
Dang it. He got the magic words.
I was right about to hit the button and he got me.
I think you put together a body of work and you got to be comfortable resting on it at a certain point.
This isn't the first time that a rapture prediction has fallen flat. In fact, Scoot at WWL was able to pull up quite a few examples.
Predictions of the end of the world predate Jesus Christ. It's not just since, Christ, but before that. And so I just printed out some of the predictions, and there's a number of them that are just from the 21st century. Jerry Falwell predicted that God would pour out his judgment on the world on January 1st, 2000. Well, we're still here, and Jerry Falwell is gone. You know, Jerry Falwell made a lot of predictions, and he was wrong all the time. And I can't believe that over the years, people still continue to give that guy money. I mean, they gave him money like this guy knows what he's talking about, and he doesn't, and he made so many predictions that were all wrong.
So January 1st, 2000, wasn't that the Y2K one?
Oh, yeah, thought? Yeah. Everybody was freaking out over that, and we're still here. Pat Robertson, in his 1990 book, The New Millennium, Pat Robertson, he suggested that the Earth would be destroyed on April the 29th, 2007. Well, it's 2025, and we're still here. Harold Camping, I mean, this dude was famous for predicting the world was going to end. And I remember talking about some of his predictions on the air. He made the prediction, it failed to come true 5 months earlier, so he revised his prediction, saying that on the 21st of May would be a spiritual judgment that will take place. Both the physical rapture and the end of the world would occur on October 21st, 2011. Well, here we are. We're still here. John Hagee, who has that big mega church in San Antonio, man, this guy is the epitome of a hell and damnation preacher. The guy is never happy. He's never smiling. I mean, it's like hell and damnation. I don't know why anybody subjects themselves to that stuff. I mean, it's so negative. But he thought that there was going to be the Bloody Moon prophecy. And in 2014... In April of 2014, the world was supposed to come to an end. Well, John Hagee is still eating, and the world is still here. But, I mean, that guy's so, so negative. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry about that. I usually take care of that before I go in the air. Obviously, it's somebody who doesn't know me. Oh, you'd be surprised how many people know me. And they know that I'm on the air from 1 to 4, and they call me anyway.
It's probably trying to give you an end-of-the-world update.
Yeah, maybe so. Or maybe it was somebody. Maybe the end of the world's already happened somewhere. I'm trying to get somebody's trying to give me an update from somewhere. Anyway, we're still here. We're going to be here tomorrow. Don't worry about this. And it's so ironic that there are Christians who buy into this this pattern of what's going on in the news. And a lot of it involves Israel. And a lot of what's going on in the news, and they match that with the book of Revelation. And somehow they figure out that, well, if this is going on, then this is going to, that the end of the world is happening. That has been done countless times. I mean, countless times over the years. And, you know, you could always find something that matches up with something in Revelation. And people do that, and they predict the end of the world. And, I mean, they must feel like fools the next day when they're still here.
So, being in the industry that we work in, I get a lot of calls sometimes saying that either Elon Musk or Joe Biden or Barack Obama, Donald Trump or somebody like that is supposed to be like the Antichrist.
Yeah.
And everybody has their own little predictions. But I always notice that whenever somebody tries to say, hey, this guy's really the Antichrist, they're all American. I'm like, I would think that if it's going to be the Antichrist, it would be somebody from like that part of the world with a... like where the prophecy came from. It wouldn't be like an American guy.
Yeah,
speaks English.
That's and right. Then, well, that's a good point.
And then the Antichrist is supposed to be somebody unassuming. That's how they become the Antichrist, right? So if it's somebody popular that's in the news all the time, it wouldn't be somebody that you'd say, yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, that's him.
Thanks for listening to this Weird News Roundup from the Something Offbeat podcast. Written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to the Dana and Park Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, the Dave Glover Show out of KMOX in St. Louis, and Scoot out of WWL in New Orleans. You can listen to Something Offbeat and subscribe to the show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.